Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Mauro. As always, grateful and super excited to be back, to be reconnected with you all on this beautiful, blessed day that God, the only true living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has truly blessed us to see. It's another broadcast of the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to God for all the great things he's done, doing, and will do. Shout out to Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to our CEO and founder, Pastor Toy, and all of God's messengers on Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm grateful and excited for the word that the Lord has provided for me to share with you all tonight. I'm grateful and excited for the simple fact that it's the 1,576th broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. God is doing a great work here, family, and I am grateful and excited to be a part of it. Amen. So guess what? The By Faith Be Good podcast, it's an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. So as always, we're going to open up in prayer, and we're going to get into the word of the Lord. I'm excited to announce that I'm going to start a new series with you all tonight titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. That's right, Keep Your Faith in Motion. I was studying in the word of God. I was putting this message together following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord revealed to me last night that this is another series, and so this is not something that we're going to get into and then jump into something else quickly. We're going to be in this for a little while, and as long as the Lord instructs me to stay on this, we're going to get deeper and deeper into the Word of God. I'm going to encourage and inspire you to keep your faith strong, to keep your faith motion. Amen. So let us open up in prayer, family, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for all you're doing. We thank you for all you will do. We thank you for this moment, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for your grace, for your mercy, for your favor, for your amazing love, God. We thank you. Hallelujah, there is truly nobody like you. And we come together tonight to receive your word. We come together tonight to come into agreement with your word, God. We come in together tonight to decree and declare, have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would bless your word, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing unto your children, that we install it, live by it, and share with others. We pray that someone will rise tonight and ask the most important question they could ever ask. What must they do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that the faith of your children will increase in you and in your word, that you get all the honor, the glory, and the praise. As we lift up your name, Jesus, all of your children will be drawn closer. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. Set the atmosphere where we are. Set the atmosphere in every home. Set the atmosphere in every community. Set the atmosphere in every job. Have your way in every workplace, wherever your children are tonight, God. We decree and declare, have your way. In the matchless, all-powerful name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, family. So let's go. Let's get it. Are you ready for the word from the Lord tonight? Once again, family, it's the By Faith Be Good podcast, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. And I'm excited to be starting a new series with you all tonight titled Keep Your Faith in Motion. So, Romans chapter 4. Now, I was only going to read Romans chapter 4, verses 20 to 25, but as I prepared for tonight's live stream and broadcast, the Lord spoke to me and said, read the whole chapter. And so I'm going to go ahead and read Romans chapter 4 in the New Living Translation. Amen? Amen. So the word of the Lord says, and this is concerning the faith of Abraham. So the word of the Lord says, Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of our Jewish nation. What did he discover about being made right with God? His good deeds had made him acceptable to God. He would have had not God's way. For the scripture tells us Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. Verse 4, when people work, their wages are not a gift, but something they have earned. But people are counted as righteous not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. David also spoke of this when he described the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. Verse 7, it says, oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Verse 9, so now is this blessing only for the Jews, or is it also for uncircumcised Gentiles? Well, we have been saying that Abraham was counted as righteous by God because of his faith. But how did this happen? Was he counted as righteous only after he was circumcised, or was it before he was circumcised? Clearly, God accepted Abraham before he was circumcised. Circumcision was a sign that Abraham already had faith and that God had already accepted him and declared him to be righteous even before he was circumcised. So Abraham is the spiritual father of those who have faith because Abraham is the spiritual father of those who have faith but have not been circumcised. They are counted as righteous because of their faith. Verse 12, and Abraham is also the spiritual father of those who have been circumcised. But only if they have the same kind of faith Abraham had before he was circumcised. All right? Verse 13, let's go, family. And so verse 13, the word of the Lord says, clearly promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants. His promise to give Abraham the whole earth and his descendants was based not on his obedience to God's law, but on a right relationship with God that comes by faith. If God's promise is only for those who obey the law, then faith is not necessary, and the promise is pointless. This is why we got to have faith. Hallelujah. We got to have faith to know that what God has promised to do in our lives, it is so. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We got to have faith because it's faith that pleases God. It's faith that gets God's attention. Verse 15, it says, for the law always brings punishment on those who try to obey it. The only way to avoid breaking the law is to have no law to break. 16. So the promise is received by faith, given as a free gift, and we are all certain to receive it. Whether or not we live according to the law of Moses, if we have faith like Abraham, for Abraham is the father of all who believe. Verse 17, that is what the scripture means when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. He believed in the God who speaks those things that be not as though they were. And so even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. Even when there was, I'm going to read it again. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. God made a promise. He kept believing. For God has said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. Excuse me. Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. 20. We're going to close this chapter out. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this, he brought glory to God. Come on, you give God glory when you don't give up. You give God glory when you don't waver in your faith. You give God glory when you stay committed. You give God glory when you're faithful. Verse 21, was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. 22, and because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. Because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. Verse 23, and when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit, it was recorded for our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteous if we believe in him, the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. A blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy and blessed word. And so, family, I encourage you tonight to keep your faith in motion. We're going to get into this new series. And so Abraham waited many, many years for God to keep his promise, right, to give Abraham and Sarah a son, right? That promise wasn't until Abraham was more than 75 years old. And wasn't fulfilled until Abraham was 100, right, some 25 years later, okay? And so Paul wrote in the previous verses, because we're going to focus on verse 20 to 25, but I read the whole chapter. But when we get deeper into this chapter, family, Paul writes in the verses that Abraham's faith did not weaken. He held fast to his faith even long after the hope of having a natural-born son became impossible according to human experience. Now, Paul writes that Abraham experienced no unbelief. So they could not have a son naturally, but Abraham still experienced no unbelief. Didn't waver in trusting God. Just the opposite, he grew stronger in his faith and continued to give God glory. Abraham's faith was undeniably remarkable. He was far from a perfect man. Abraham sinned, as all do. But he believed that God who spoke to him, would do exactly what he promised, even as year after year passed without the promise being fulfilled. And so it was Abraham who did not waver in his trust of God, in his trust in God, and because of his faith, he was declared once again righteous. And so Abraham was not justified by good works. His righteousness was gained through faith in God's word. He believed that the promised Savior would be born through his seed. Abraham believed that the kinsman redeemer would be born through his seed, through Isaac, his own coming son of promise, though the life, take my time. And so through the life, example of Abraham family, with respect to the promise of God, Abraham did not waver in unbelief, strong in faith, giving God glory. So Abraham did not live a perfect life. Indeed, he made, you know, some mistakes in his journey through life and had to learn many lessons along the way. Nevertheless, a wonderful testimony that he did not flatter in his faith, which not only glorified God, but gives us an example of the need to understand how important it is to believe God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Those that come to him must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Right? And so, family, I'm here tonight to encourage you that if there is anything you need to be doing in this season and as you press forward, as you position yourself to remain faithful to what God has created and purposed you to do, there's something that should never stop flowing. It should never be paused. It should never waver or be removed by doubt, fear, or worrying, but it should always be in motion, and that is your faith. Your faith to be in motion is to be effective, active, and in use. And so, family, you can't afford for your faith to not be in motion. You cannot afford for your faith to not be in motion because there's too much at stake. All right? There should never be a time in our life where it's okay to be out of faith. So, Abraham, he did not understand how this was possible and even tried to assist God in its fulfillment when it came to the promise of God giving him a child. Abraham became the forefather of faith because he trusted what God had said. He believed what God had promised him, and he had faith that God would fulfill his covenant promise in every detail, even if he did not understand how or when. And I've come to encourage somebody tonight that you need to stand firm on the promise God made to you, even if you don't understand how or when. You got to stand firm on the word of God to know that God is going to fulfill his promise in your life, and he's not going to only fulfill it, but he's going to fulfill it in every detail. Major lesson that we learn from the life of Abraham is that righteousness is not gained by works of the flesh. Righteousness is received as a free gift of God through faith in his word. What is righteousness? Righteousness is being in right standing with God. It's having a right relationship with the Father. And so as Abraham journeyed through life, we discovered that trusting the promises of God and holding fast to his word is a vital key to developing our faith. The Lord says in Romans 10 and 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so you need God's word to feed and nourish your faith so that your faith can increase, so that your faith can be established, so that your faith don't waver, so that your faith is strong in the Lord, so that your faith is strong in God's word, so that your faith, active, faith is effective, so that your faith is in use, so that your faith is in motion. To keep your faith in motion. I need you to bear with me tonight because I'm going to bless you, family. Hallelujah. And so our faith can be severely challenged by the problems and pains of life. Flatters if we allow ourselves to be tossed about by the conflicts, fears, worries, and doubts of daily life. We learn to stand fast and strong and firm on God's word, so that we are strong in faith and receive strength in the power of God's presence. And so the problems of life will not overwhelm us. We discover that our faith in the Lord remains firm and is strengthened when we have God's word, when we get into the presence of God, when we have a prayer life, when we give God praise, when we worship him in spirit and in truth, we discover that our faith will not waver. When we do what's necessary, we keep our faith in motion. There are many precious promises that God has made. Faith requires all of God's children to trust. God requires all of his children to trust in him, to put our faith in him and in his word, believing his promises. We have to have faith that the word of the Lord is true. It is a great tribute to Abraham that Paul records that with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving God the glory. We should seek to achieve the same thing, family. Faith that stands firm on the promises of God, giving God the glory. Not one of us should be stagnant. One of us should stagger at the Lord's promises within his word. For what God has said, he will carry out to completion. For God cannot lie and will never change his mind. Can I say that again? For God cannot lie and he will never change his mind. To be fully assured that God is always going to do what he promised to do. God does not change and he will never change his mind. And the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. He is faithful and trustworthy, and all of God's promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And so we should, without a doubt, make the decision to keep our faith in motion. Trust God no matter what, to stand firm on his word no matter what, to seek him at all times, to put God first. Made you a promise. You know that God is able to see you through. You know he's able to deliver you. This is why we have to have God's word established in our hearts, within ourselves, because the word of the Lord says, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. In you is what's going to come out of you. You need the word of God in you so that it's the word of God that is manifesting out of you. When trouble come your way, you know that everything works together for your good. When struggles come your way, you know that your God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. When threats and plots and danger try to come your way, you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When a challenge come your way, you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, who loved you at all times, who loves you unconditionally. When people try to downplay you, you know that you are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, fearfully and wonderfully made, perfected in Christ. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. You've got to keep your faith in motion. None of us stagnant. None of us should be held back. None of us should be out of faith, be in a position where we allow our faith to waver. Will we down, even downplaying our faith? You're believing in God for something major. You're believing in God for something huge. You're believing in an authentic move of God. But just because of the personal opinions of others, just because others feel some type of way because of how you are positioning yourself for God to move in your life, you begin to compromise and downplay what you're believing in God for just to fit in, just to be accepted, just so other people won't feel no type of way. Family, I've come to let you know tonight, we're in a time, season, can't worry about what other people think or how other people feel. I'm not promoting negativity. We are called to love, care for each other, be there for each other. You if you know the word of the Lord, we're even called to feed our enemy, to give them what they need, to love them as well. you know, faith is reckless. Faith, can I bless you tonight? Just like the woman with the issue of blood, faith is reckless. Faith separates you from other people. Faith makes you stand out. The woman with the issue of blood, what happened? The decision that she was going to press forward towards the master. She was going to press forward towards her savior. She was going to press forward towards her healer so that she can connect with him so that he would meet her faith with his power. And she did just that. And Jesus turned around and said, somebody touch me. And the disciples said, you got all these people around you and you talking about somebody touched you. Yes, somebody touched you. Because you got all these people following you and all these people around you. Jesus said, no, somebody touched me because I felt the virtue go out of me. Jesus recognized that somebody who was in faith had connected with him. And because they was in faith, his power met their faith. Hallelujah. And she received exactly what she need. Not only did she get healed, not only did she get a breakthrough, but she got exactly what she needed. But let me break that what took place in that moment down, family. See, the people that was following Jesus represented religion. The people that was following Jesus, they also represented the world. See, everybody was doing the same thing. Everybody was following the crowd. Everybody wanted to do what everybody wanted to do. They all wanted to follow Jesus to witness more miracles. They was following Jesus. Watch this. They were following Jesus to witness more miracles, but wasn't even believing in Jesus to perform the miracles for themselves. How many in this world are going different places and being a part of certain crowds just for the experience, just to see what happened? You go to church, you hear the word, you get excited, but you don't even believe that that word that is declared can be manifested in your own life. With the issue of blood, her faith made her stand out. Her faith separated her. Her faith caused her to be reckless in a sense where she made up in her mind she was going to go after getting what was belonged to her because she recognized that Jesus was in control, that Jesus had all power, and he was the only one that can get her what she needed. Your faith in motion. So here it is, family. I want to bless you tonight. To keep something in motion, you know I'm going to break it down for you. Hallelujah. I thank God for his Holy Spirit. And so to keep something in motion is to be consistent. It is to be a good steward over it. The process of something being in motion, here it is. Can I bless you tonight? I need you to get closer to your phone. If you got your earphones in, you're good. If you're tuning into the live stream, you know, get a little bit closer to the screen. Because I want to share this with you. The process of something being in motion, here it is, means it's happening. The process of something being in motion, it means that it's happening. To be set in motion, it means it's happening. What am I saying, family? When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. When your faith is in motion, God's word is working. Everything God promised is happening. When your faith is in motion, so is your healing. Hey, when your faith is in motion, so is your provision. When your faith is in motion, so is that new job. When your faith is in motion, so is the miracle. When your faith is in motion, so is the vision. You got to keep your faith in motion. You got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You got to cast your cares on him because he cares for you. You got to go boldly to God's throne of grace. You got to declare the word of God by faith. You got to make up in your mind that you're going to walk by faith and not by sight. You're going to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, acknowledging him in all of your ways, knowing that he will direct your path. You got to keep your faith in motion because when your faith is in motion, God's word is working. We got many examples in the Bible. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. In the book of Job, it tells the story about a man that whose name bears the title of this book. Come on, you're familiar with the story, how Job, he lost everything. The story of Job, it begins with him having everything, and then next thing you know, he loses everything. By the end, he got everything back, plus more. Job's setback, I'm going to bless you right here, tune in. Job's setback was God's setup for his comeback. Can I say it again? Job's setback was God's set up for his comeback. And I've come to let you know tonight, family, this is why you got to keep your faith in motion, because your setback is God's set up for your comeback. You just got to keep your faith in motion. I'm not going to get too excited tonight, but yes, so hard. Yes, some are dealing with struggles. Yes, some of you are dealing with being laid off. Yes, some of you are dealing with family issues. Yes, some of you are dealing with health problems. Some of you are dealing with problems on the job. Yes, the nation have been and still is at times dealing with those who are ignorant, hateful, careless, and unknowledgeable, even in leadership. Yes, you have haters. Yes, there are people who may not like you. Yes, there are people who like seeing you where you are, down and out. Yes, there are people, even church members, who don't want to be obedient and do what God told them to do to help you out, because they always want to be in their feelings. Family, I've come to encourage you tonight, no matter the conflict, no matter the trials, no matter the tribulation, no matter the challenges, you've got to keep your faith in motion. In motion. You've got to keep your faith in motion. For something to be in motion means that it's happening. It's happening, and it's happening continually. It's happening without limits. It's happening without restriction. It's happening without anything hindering it. And your faith needs to be in motion at all times. We've had moments where we have to cry. Yes, we've had moments when we were hurt. Yes, we've had moments when we were sad. Yes, heart may have been broken at one point or time in your life, but what's important is that you learn how to bounce back. If you got to have your moment, have your moment. But what's important is that you learn how to bounce back and keep your faith in motion. I tell you all the times I've expressed it multiple times, that you got to be in faith, because the devil knows that he can't touch you when you're in faith. If you're not in faith, here it is. Feelings cannot coexist. Y'all probably heard me say this so many different times. Faith and your feelings cannot coexist, right? You're going to be in faith or your feelings. Because if you're in your feelings, then you're not in faith. And if you're not in faith, you're not covered. And if you're not covered, then the enemy going to come for you. God said his word is at work in those who believe. The devil knows he can't touch you when you know who you are in Christ. The devil knows he can't touch you when you know how anointed you are, when you know that you possess the oil. He knows he can't touch you when you know how to work God's word, when you know how to declare God's word by faith and stand firm on his word. The devil knows that he can't touch you. But if he can just get you to get caught up in your feelings and your emotions, then that's when he's going to come at you. That's when he tries to back you in a corner. That's when he tries to implement depression and anxiety and stress and frustration. That's when he tries to take you down. That's when he tries to take you out. He tries to isolate you and make you feel like you're all alone. And there's no way out, no way to overcome, no way to move forward. Try to make you feel like nobody cares about you. He'll try to make you do things to yourself. He'll try to implement negative and suicidal thoughts. But I serve notice on the enemy that devil, you are defeated in Jesus' name, and the children of God shall walk by faith and not by sight or their feelings. Tonight, to let you know, God is saying to you, you've got to keep your faith in motion. The devil is a lie. You are victorious. You will make it. You will win. You are triumphant. You will prosper. You shall be healed. You will be delivered. God will restore. God will make ways. God will open doors. Rise up tonight. Make the decision. God, I'm yours. God, I'll move by faith. I'll trust in your word. I'll give you praise. I'll worship you no matter how it looks, no matter how I feel, no matter what people say, no matter what's happening in the world. I'm going to keep my faith in motion. When my faith is in motion, God's word is working. When my faith is in motion, the vision is in motion. When my faith is in motion, so is my healing. When my faith is in motion, so is my provision. When my faith is in motion, so is the new job. When my faith is in motion, things are happening. It's working things out in my favor, on my behalf, in every area of my life, all the days of my life. This is the mindset we need to have. I know I yell a lot. Sometimes I preach, but I'm trying to help you tonight. I get excited, but I'm trying to help you tonight, family. Your faith, motion. There will be a time in our life where it's okay. There will be a time in our life where it's okay to be out of faith. Being religious will cause you to be out of faith. Being traditional at times will cause you to be out of faith. Being in your feelings will cause you to be out of faith. Being distracted, always focusing on what everybody else is doing instead of what you need to be doing, will cause you to be out of faith and out of position. We ain't got no time to waste. We got work to do. Afford to not have your faith be in motion, be out of motion. You can't afford to have your faith being out of motion because there's too much at stake. If I have the time, I will go over Isaiah chapter 48. That chapter blessed me. God was dealing with the children of Israel, and they were stubborn. Using the prophet Isaiah, but they were so, he's using the prophet Isaiah to get them a message, but so stubborn. God called them out. He says, your head is as iron and your neck is as brass. Like basically your neck won't bend. That's how stubborn you are. In that chapter, the word of the Lord, he says, them an opportunity to be delivered again, because he says, I'm not going to tarnish my reputation. In other words, God said, I'm not going to allow myself to look bad. I'm not going to let my reputation go down just because y'all want to be stubborn. I'm going to remain true to who I am. So I'm still going to deliver. I'm still going to be here with you, but he's letting them know y'all so stubborn. Get it together. Them, he says, this is why I told you beforehand what I was going to do, and I took action so that you couldn't say your idols did it. He wants the glory. God wants the glory. God wants the attention. God wants the relationship. I told you things beforehand. I told you secrets. I revealed things to you so that you would not give the glory and the credit idols. Would acknowledge that I'm God. And then he says in Isaiah 48 and 17, he says, it became one of my new favorite verses. He says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit and leadeth thee to in the way thou should go. So God is going to teach you how to profit. He's going to teach you how to succeed. He's going to teach you how to overcome. He's going to teach you how to flourish. teach you how to walk in the purpose he assigned to your life to fulfill. You got to keep your faith in motion. You got to keep your faith in motion. Because God is able. Because God is able. God is so able. There's some scriptures that I want to share with you all tonight that's going to bless you concerning why God is able. Romans chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, the word of the Lord says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the beginning of the world, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." Right? And so God is saying, this is what he is saying in Romans chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. This is what God is saying. He says, "I have the power to establish you. The power to establish you, and what was a secret before, I am now revealing to you to know all things. That's the power. I am able to establish you, reveal some things to you. I want you to succeed. I want you to prosper. I want you to overcome." Another one, Jude chapter 1, verses 24-25, he says, "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless." Past your faults and supplying your needs. He's looking past your faults and loving you anyway. He's looking past your faults and leading you. He's looking past your faults and keeping you safe. He says, "Now unto you, he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." God is excited about accepting you into his presence. He's joyful about it. You as you are. He's looking past what the world says about you. He's looking past what the enemy is trying to accuse you of, because the enemy is an accuser. That's why Jesus is our mediator. He intercedes for us. Glory to God. And so God says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." Only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. God is able. So 9 and verse 8 in the NIV version, the word of the Lord says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Hallelujah. So God is able to give you what you need, as much as you need, and every time of need, so that you can succeed in what he created you to do. So that you are blessed, your family is blessed, everybody that come across you is blessed, because he's going to make sure there's no lack. He's going to make sure you have complete sufficiency in him, and that you are sufficient in all things. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12 in the New Living Translation. This gonna bless you. This gonna bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12 in the New Living Translation. The word of the Lord says, "That is why I am suffering here in prison, because I am not ashamed of it, for I know the one in whom I trust. And I am sure that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until the day of his return." Let me read it one more time. He's saying, this is why I am suffering here in prison. He said, this is why I'm suffering here in prison, because I'm not ashamed about it, for I know the one who I trust. I am sure that he is able to guard have been trusted to him until the day of his return. What is he saying? I'm going through something, but I don't care. Shame about it, because the one that I trust is able to guard what I've given him to guard. He's able to guard my heart. He's able to sustain me. He's able to maintain my peace. He's able to maintain my joy. I ain't ashamed about what's happening. I entrust him with my money. I entrust him with my heart. I entrust him with my family. I entrust him to help me make the decisions that I need to make. I'm not focused on what I'm going through. Yeah, I'm going through something, but I'm not ashamed about it because the God that I trust, he's able. Get me through it. Get me to work it out. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, the word of the Lord says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for thy strength. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. What is he saying? Each time he says, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now, Paul said, I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ will work through me. Power is made perfect. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Even in your weakness, because God is within you, you're not going to be weak. Moments of weakness and God raises you back up. He restores you. Your strength. His grace is sufficient. Don't matter what you said. It doesn't matter where you've been, who you've been around, or what you did. I said last night on the prayer line, God's grace gives us what we don't deserve. Mercy blocks what we do deserve. God's grace gives us what we don't deserve. Because of his mercy, he doesn't take us through what we do deserve. Paul said, I'll boast in my weakness because God's strength is perfect in my weakness. So I'm here to encourage somebody tonight to keep your faith in motion. Even if tonight you want to start your new faith journey, we're here to encourage you tonight to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This is not about religion. I'm here to encourage you to choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition. Have a real personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and be open to how he desires to lead you. We don't have much time, but there are people in the Bible who God used, who he gave instructions that was not logical, that wasn't reasonable. They were instructions that caused them to do things that didn't make sense. But they trusted God, and they was blessed for their obedience. He told Noah to build an ark. It didn't rain for years. Said, listen, Lord, you told me to build an ark. I'm going to build it. God gave them the wisdom and the know-how to do it, and he did it. And because of his obedience, him and his family was able to press forward into the new beginning God had in store for them. He told Joshua, get the Israelites, march around the walls. He said, get the priests, march around the walls of Jericho 7 times, and on the 7th time, I want you to blow the trumpets and scream, and the wall's going to come down. You mean to tell me, God, if I walk around this wall and I scream, it's going to fall? Yes, because I promised to give you land, and I want to make sure you get the land. I promised to give you something, and I want you to go get it. And ain't nobody going to mess with you neither, because I'm God and I'm for you. I'm here tonight to encourage you. Try God for yourself so that he can remove the stress and the frustration and your worries and your fears. He can give you his peace that passeth all understanding and will keep your heart and mind through his son, Jesus Christ. He can love you in love that never runs out and never gives up. Never grows weary. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10 and 9, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Romans 10 and 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It don't matter how old you are, what your past is, what your race is, where you've been, who you've been around, the things you did in your life. you call on the name of Jesus right now, fully believing in who he is and what he's able to do for you and what he's done, he'll show up for you. And if that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ rose. Jesus Christ is the will of our lives. Jesus, save me. Accept you, my Lord, my Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. And have your way so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me for the first time, you just got saved. And we welcome you into the family of God. We encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God. And y'all can encourage and inspire each other to always stay focused and press forward by faith, showing each other an abundance of love. If you repeated that prayer after me tonight, and it wasn't your first time repeating that prayer, it's okay too, because you've just put yourself back in position for God to have his way in your life. Get ready for the greater God has in store for you. And make sure you keep your faith in motion. At this time, I'm going to open up for announcements, and then I'll come back and close out.
Praise God. Praise God for tonight's show. And you also, Minister Bernard, and message is very powerful. You know, stay continuous in your faith. Real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements. And this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network, and we'd like to thank the listeners, no matter where in the world you're listening to us. Whether you're online or listening to us on the phone, we thank you for your support for tonight's show and also your support for Purpose Kingdom Network. And we thank those especially that share with their friends and family members and let them know that we are broadcasting on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And anytime we do a live broadcast, you can call in at 319-527-6091. And anytime you wish to talk to the host, you can press the number 1, and we'll get you into the program. Okay, Purpose Kingdom Network now has a radio show and a radio broadcast station. And that station is at pknradio.com with 24 hours of inspirational music. And we also have from time to time some rebroadcasts of our shows. Right now, we do have Radio Co., but that will be back up right now. It's temporarily down. So please stay tuned. And we invite you to like us on Facebook where you can, you know, see our upcoming shows and our announcements. And we'll also let you know there on that platform when Radio Co. will be back up and running. And we just thank you so much for your support. And anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour for The Turning Point. And that's going to be hosted by Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. And we hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow evening. And once again, our show is going to be broadcasting at 8 p.m. It's The Turning Point. And it's going to be hosted by Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. And we just thank you so much for listening to tonight's episode. And with that being said, I'm going to turn the program back over to Minister Bernard. And Minister Bernard, great show tonight. Okay, Minister Bernard.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, family, once again, this word from the Lord has been a blessing to you tonight and encouraged you to keep your faith in motion. You know, we have some tough times that take place in our life, but God wants us to remain strong in faith, and it can be challenging at times. I'll be real, you know. We deal with some real situations, and because of the situations that come our way, it doesn't mean we don't have to deal with the reality of situations, but we have to know who we are in Christ. We have to know what we carry and what we possess, how God has equipped us and anointed us and created us to flow and function in this earth. Come on, we overcome by the blood of a lamb and the word of our testimony. It's God's word, hallelujah, that grooms and equips and even convicts and helps us to succeed and overcome. And so we got to keep our faith in motion. And I just want to share this with you as I close out. You know, you have to maintain your faith. You have to maintain your focus to maintain your faith. You have to maintain your focus to maintain your faith. You have to maintain your focus to maintain your faith so that God's word will manifest. You have to maintain your focus to maintain your faith so that God's word will manifest. One more time, you got to maintain your focus to maintain your faith so that God's word will manifest. And so the word of the Lord says in Romans 10 and 17, as you've heard me declare earlier, you know, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so we're created to progress in faith, right? We're created to always progress in faith. The word progress means to advance or develop toward a better, more complete, or more modern state. So remember, each day God blesses us to see. Each week we're blessed to press forward in by faith. Our faith should be progressing. Faith is to increase on a daily basis. And so the more we hear God's word, family, the more we grow and nourish our faith so we can be effective in fulfilling the purpose God assigned to our lives and enjoying the abundant life God created us to live. And so to progress is to succeed. To progress is to succeed. To progress is to overcome. To progress is to mature. To progress is to be well-equipped. And so just as we have to nourish our bodies the right food so that we can continue to grow stronger and be healthy, in the same way, we have to nourish our faith with the word of God so that we are established in who we are in Christ. Amen. Pressing forward by faith on a firm foundation that can never be shaken. You know, you've got to keep your faith in motion. Jesus kept his faith in motion. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God because he kept his faith in motion. Jesus was able to perform miracles and heal and deliver and cast out demons and save and draw the world closer to him because he kept his faith in motion. He shed his blood and died on our behalf, and he gave up his spirit and he hung his head and died, but his faith was still in motion because he went to set the captives free. He went to take the keys to hell and the grave, and because his faith was still in motion, he rose with all power and all honor, all dominion, all glory, all power. It belongs to him. And because he is in us and we are in him, he's divine and we are the branches, and the same bring forth much fruit. But for without him, we can do nothing. We need him. We need the Lord. We need his power. We need his word. But we got to keep our faith in motion. I look forward to reconnecting with you next month as we get into part two. There's another chapter that we're going to get into, and as I expressed before, as God continues to lead me in this series, we're going to stick with it. We're going to pour as much as we can out of this new series. We may be in it for a month or two. It may be another 10-part series. I don't know. We'll see. But do it all. To God be all the glory. I love you, family. Y'all already know, by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Press forward by faith. Know that God is with you, and he will always have you covered. I look forward to reconnecting with you next month. I love you. God bless you.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.